First, thank you for allowing me to speak about the climate crisis. My name is Beatrice Boivineau. I am French and have been living in London, Battersea, since August 2019. I am an instructor of a martial art called Tenshin Taido, Kenbu Tenshin Ryu, which allows us to reconnect with ourselves, our true nature, and with the nature as a whole, and which I have started to practice in 2000 in France and then in Japan. Over the years, I have become more sensitive to nature, to the fact that we are all a part of this great wall of life. During my stay in Japan from 2008 to 2019, I saw the summers get hotter and hotter. In 2015, I made a presentation in Japanese of the devastating effects of climate change, rising water levels, increased forest fires, reduction in agricultural production, increase in the number of climate refugees, conflicts caused by these various ponds, etc. In time of disaster or time of fear, humans always come back to nature to rejuvenate and find peace. This was the case after Fukushima. This is the case with COVID. We are part of nature. That is where our roots are. We need this natural beauty, this anchoring, this energy of life as well. Strategies and action plans have been drawn up at many levels around the world regarding climate. And as such, the Once World Action Plan is remarkable. Yet, until then, the decisions taken at the highest levels are difficult to apply. So, shouldn't we think about a more upstream level? To act at a deeper level on our values as a human being and as a community? To change the paradigm from an early age? To allow the success of concrete actions, we need a base of individuals and collective human values. First, to have a deep awareness of being part of nature and not seeing it from the outside as a thing. We only protect what we love. To have the physical consciousness that to destroy nature is to destroy ourselves. To reconnect to ourselves, to our roots, to our ancestral knowledge, to nature, to who we are. Second point of this base, without ego, to have confidence in our individual value and in our personal capacity to act, to create, to have an impact, to bring something to society, whatever our age, culture, social level and background. Not to resign ourselves or fall into fatality. Third point is growing as a community. Develop a spirit of cooperation, co-creation and sharing of knowledge. We need to see what brings us together and not what takes us apart. The climate crisis requires cooperation as a human family, not inward looking. In any organization, human, economic, social, cooperation is a path that allows us to move forward more effectively. These values must be transmitted from an early age at school. This may seem utopian to you and without concrete application. So let's take a simple example, the elimination of single-use plastic bags. The classic pattern is to say, plastic bags pollute and we are going to get rid of them in a year. That's fine. But the risk is that this is seen only as a constraint, decided without the agreement of the people. In addition, usually in this case, we will show only negative things. The dramatic impact of plastic bags, which pollute our parks, but also the rivers of the third world where we send our waste, which ends up in the belly of birds, whales, etc., which sometimes die of it. Now, let us take it another way. Rather than the constraint, the guilt, the negative, let us propose something else, something concrete and creative and positive for the climate too. Take the example of our plastic bag. We can replace it with a fabric wicker bamboo bag. All countries, all cultures use bags in different materials with different designs, different skills. Let us bring together people from different countries, cultures, to find ideas for bags. We can exchange and enrich each other with our different skills to create pretty bag. Second, let us reuse an existing material to create this bag. Use those stained clothes that cannot be sold second hand. All curtains, etc., can be recut, and we can make fabric bags. Third, let us bring the generations together. All people have experience in sewing. Young people can cut. Others can sort fabrics, etc. And finally, let us distribute these bags in local businesses by explaining the manufacturing process. This can be done by those who participated to the process, so they can show their skills. From a binding project, let us make a project that involves people concretely, enhances individual know-how and allows them to be shared, and which transforms so-called waste into raw material, which allows co-creation. Of course, the process may seem heavier at first, but in the end, won't it be more efficient? And won't people be happy to have a nice bag, which has a story and a meaning? Won't they be happy to let the old plastic bags? We can pull our know-how in many areas. Tasty meatless recipes, natural ways to cool a room in summer, grow foods without pesticides, save irrigation waters, etc. In the area of waste, we can go much further and consider all categories of waste as potential raw material for something else. Did you know, for example, that cut hair can be used as filters against all spills, or a fertilizer if mixed with compost, for example? Much has been done around the world, and effective solutions exist, as Cyril Dion showed in the movie Tomorrow. We must have confidence in our creativity, our capacity for action and co-creation, drawing on both traditional knowledge and modern tools. We need to stop spending our energy on the negative and devote it to grow as individuals and as a community, creating, finding, and implementing solutions that have proven successful elsewhere. Then we can take another step, realizing that our worth is not about possession, but about being. If we have confidence in our inner worth, we have less need to assert our worth, only economic in this case, through possession and over consumption. We will then tend to consume less and also to share what can be. But this is another story. Thank you for listening so far.